asking around the Supreme Court. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. President Biden says he's looking at alternatives following the Supreme Court ruling that removed protections for women seeking abortions.
Meeting virtually with nine Democratic governors, President Biden urged his party to find new ways to ensure abortion remains legal, 1 week after the Supreme Court ruled states can decide if and when a pregnancy can be terminated. The president's growing war of words with the Supreme Court generating swift backlash from Republicans who argue the president's rhetoric, including comments made overseas Thursday, goes too far.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The battle over abortion has the procedure on hold again in Texas. The state Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court order that allowed abortions to resume up to 6 weeks of pregnancy. In Ohio, an emergency challenge to the state's heartbeat law was denied by the state Supreme Court. An emergency in the South China Sea. An industrial support ship has reportedly sank in bad weather with more than two dozen crew members on board. Planes and helicopters have been dispatched. More heartache in Kentucky. A third police officer has died after being ambushed on Thursday.
Officer Jacob Chaffins has died. Unfortunately, his canine also was killed. It was when they were trying to serve a warrant at a home, a man's home, and then five others were hurt. Three officers are still in the hospital.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the suspect who held police at bay for hours, is under arrest. The father of a three-month-old baby is behind bars in New York City. He's accused of fatally shooting the child's mother in the head at close range as she pushed a stroller on Wednesday night. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Two more babies have lost their lives after being left in hot cars. In North Carolina, a one-year-old child was left in a vehicle yesterday outside a manufacturing plant where the child's father works. The incident happened in Mebane, about 45 miles northwest of Raleigh. In Georgia, a one-year-old child was left in a car on Thursday outside a Walgreens where the child's mother works. It's unclear how long the baby was in the car, but temperatures that day were well above 90. Days after a deadly train collision in Missouri, the first lawsuits have been filed.
Amtrak and BNSF Railway Company have filed a federal lawsuit against the concrete contracting company that owns the dump truck involved in Monday's train collision. Their suit blames MS Contracting of Brookfield, Missouri for the incident, saying the train was clearly visible and that the truck driver was careless. The driver died in the collision along with three passengers. The crossing where the crash and subsequent derailment happened has no lights, signals, or gates to warn of an approaching train. Another lawsuit has been filed by the truck driver widow against a BNSF official that said the crossing was unsafe, as well as the county where it happened. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
No matter what your plans are this holiday weekend, they'll likely cost more.
A year ago, the White House tweeted the cost of a 4th of July cookout was down 16 cents from 2020. The tweet said the Biden economic plan is working. The White House remained mum about the cost of this year's cookout, but I can tell you prices are up and by a lot. The American Farm Bureau Federation says that same Independence Day barbecue from last year is 17% more expensive than a year ago, up 10 bucks for a total cost of 70 bucks to feed 10 people.
Fox's Grady Trimble. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.